It is February 18th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. TMX today announced it has made a strategic investment in ETF Logic, a U.S.-based fintech company and provider of analytics and portfolio tools to the wealth management industry and investment fund manufacturers. TMX said this investment follows the launch of TMX Logically, a collaboration between TMX Datalinx, TMX's information services division, and ETF Logic in January of 2021. CBOE Global Markets Inc., which I always want to call the CBO or CBOE, filed its annual report with the SEC today. You can find it with a link in today's newsletter. Risk named Intercontinental Exchange as its exchange of the year for 2022. Eurex is celebrating 3 years of ESG derivatives trading. Eurex has 28 ESG derivatives, including 5 ESG futures and 6 options. Eurex is home to 6 of the top 10 ESG derivatives globally by volume and open interest. Notionally, they have traded 79.3 billion euro since the launch, with a 209% increase year on year from 2021 to 2022. The notional open interest is $5 billion and increased 202% from 2021 to 2022. The ESG sector is Eurex's shining success. The ever-helpful Wall Street Journal has a timely story titled, "The Wall Street Journal Tax Guide 2022, What to Know Now About Tax Filing and Refunds." I just want to know, what is a refund? I'm still waiting on mine, if such a thing still exists. I have a question for you lawyers out there. If a force majeure is an unforeseen extraordinary situation such as a war, if the press is talking about the threat of war in the Ukraine every day, could this war still be considered unforeseen? I guess there could be someone out there without a smartphone or cable TV, but maybe not anyone with contracts that would be impacted by a war in the Ukraine. What if it were an unreliable source on cable TV? Pick your poison on that one. If some wingnut channel is talking nonstop about an event and it happens, is it unforeseen? Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From NASDAQ, optimizing markets for today and tomorrow, a framework for U.S. equities market reform. The U.S. equities markets are among the most efficient and well-functioning in the world. The pandemic reinforced the notion that our markets can manage extreme volatility and elevated volumes, evidenced through market performance over the last several years. As we look ahead, we believe there is an opportunity to further enhance and modernize the rules that govern our markets to ensure they remain the most trusted, liquid, and efficient in the world. NASDAQ is very timely in its white paper. Here's a editorial from the Wall Street Journal. Calling out Emperor Larry Fink, Charlie Munger says what many CEOs think but decline to say. When you're 98 years old, you can say things others can't. So bravo to Charlie Munger for daring to speak an important but too muffled truth about today's financial markets. We have a new bunch of emperors, and they're the people who vote the shares in the index funds, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway partner said Wednesday. I think the world of Larry Fink, but I'm not sure I want him to be my emperor. Many CEOs, no doubt, privately agree. My comment, like I said, when you're as old as Charlie Munger, you don't care what other people think anymore, and you just let it fly. Here's a story from Bloomberg. DOJ is amping up its crypto scrutiny, naming head of new enforcement team. Monaco says the crypto ecosystem must be trusted, policed. Choi says she'll head one-stop shop of department experts. The Justice Department named a veteran cybersecurity prosecutor to lead a new team dedicated to investigating and prosecuting illicit cryptocurrency schemes carried out by cyber criminals and nation-states, including North Korea and Iran. Un Young Choi will be the first director of the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team, which will serve as the focal point for efforts to identify and dismantle the misuse of cryptocurrencies and other digital assets. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco announced Thursday. My comment, too bad Sean Connery is dead. He would have been perfect for the lead in the movie version when this comes out. Here's a story from Bloomberg. It's time for Bitcoin to become a better tool for laundering money. A popular criticism of Bitcoin is that it's only good for laundering money. But in fact, the problem is just the opposite. It's not good enough. As our Bloomberg opinion colleague Matt Levine recently wrote in response to the arrest related to the Bitfinex theft, it turns out it's extremely hard to launder money with Bitcoin because the blockchain is visible for the world to see. Of course, the chain itself doesn't have usernames associated with any specific addresses or wallet. However, it's very easy to watch some amount of Bitcoin and see if it's on the move. And it's not hard for regulated exchanges to reject Bitcoin as deemed to be compromised in some way. My comment, it's not Bitcoin that is the money laundering tool, but the adjuncts to it and the other coins that are not as easy to trace. Don't judge a tool by the people who don't know how to use it correctly. Here is another story from Bloomberg. IRS adds new surge team as lawmakers fume over tardy refunds. Some taxpayers wait years, millions of returns unprocessed. Agency reverses plans to close processing facility in Texas. The Internal Revenue Service is expanding its capacity to process tax returns following criticism from members of Congress about taxpayers waiting months to get their refunds. My comment, if the IRS could get 35,000 Marines for a surge, that would be way cool and probably solve its problems. But the surge team we will probably get will likely be more of a short circuit. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story Thursday was CME Group announced senior leadership changes. Second was the record of misconduct and fines by FINRA, monthly disciplinary actions, February 2022. Third was in a warning to U.S. COVID rates soar after Denmark lifts all restrictions from Yahoo News. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from MarketWatch. SEC Chief Gary Gensler wants to bring the public's trust back to the stock market, even to crypto. Satoshi Nakamoto, the mysterious creator of Bitcoin, dreamed of a world where financial transactions and investing could occur without the need to trust a third party. According to Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Gary Gensler, Nakamoto fundamentally misunderstood how markets work. Finance is ultimately about trust, Gensler told MarketWatch in an exclusive interview, and the official sector has a role to help instill that trust through a set of rules on disclosure, anti-fraud, and anti-manipulation. Here's a story from the street. FBI warns crypto criminals, we're watching you. A special unit dedicated to digital currencies has just been created at the Department of Justice, working against fraud related to the cryptosphere. Cryptocurrencies are victims of their own success. After reaching unparalleled popularity in 2021 and peaks in price, digital currencies now seem to be at the center of the concerns of the regulators. This attention has just taken a big step forward. The Department of Justice formed a special unit to tackle fraud in the cryptosphere. The National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team will be led by Un Young Choi, according to a news release from the DOJ. Choi is a veteran prosecutor who most recently served as the senior counsel to the Deputy Attorney General. The agency said her appointment is effective immediately. And then finally from the FT. Meat traders wield centuries-old law to frustrate new Museum of London. Market workers refuse to be relocated 14 miles from city center to make way for £330 million historical venue. 2,000 years of histories will be explored as never before at a newly unveiled Museum of London, but it is the capital's history that is proving a stumbling block to the £330 million project's timetable. as meat traders at Smithfield Market wield a centuries-old law to block access to half the site. The City of London Corporation, the ancient local authority of the square mile, is landlord of the disputed venue, where the London Museum, its new name, will eventually have more than double the space available at its current home in a traffic-blighted corner of the Barbican Complex. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial of it at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.